Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Agnabots. We automate sales and support AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit anabots.ai to get started. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Rosa Sarmento. Rosa is a podcast manager and founder of Idea Blossoms, a boutique podcast production agency that has released over 1,000 episodes. She was born and raised in Rio, Brazil, but she has traveled to and lived in many countries, including Chile, Vietnam, and Mexico. Her BizHap is about that time when she was searching the best place to eat breakfast in Vietnam and found her next career pivot. Rosa, which was your next career pivot? Welcome to the show. Tell me your story.
Thank you. Well, that pivot was podcast management. You already explained that's what I do now. And yes, I found that through like a regular day Google search of where to eat breakfast near me.
All right.
So the story was in 2019, my then boyfriend and I had just arrived in Da Nang, Vietnam. That's central Vietnam on the coast, if you're curious. And we didn't know anything or anyone. It was the weekend and we were big on breakfast. Like we love going on breakfast dates and trying new breakfast spots. So I was searching best places to eat breakfast near me. And I found this blog post by this girl that was living in Da Nang by the time. And she was creating a lot of content around that. And there were some very good recommendations in her blog post. We chose one and we went. But the thing that caught my eye the most was that at the very end of that blog post, you know how bloggers usually do that. At the end, they probably mention some other blog post or a link to something else they've written. And I noticed there was one about how she is a digital nomad living in Vietnam. It's like, do you want to find out how I live in Vietnam and work remotely? I'm a virtual assistant. And I was like, what? I've never heard of that term before. So I clicked on that and I read more. And in that article, she explained basically the work she did online as a virtual assistant. And it was a lot of creative work. There was a lot of blog writing, of course, because she was a great writer. But there was also like graphic design and video editing and audio editing and podcast management. And I was like, wait a minute, why aren't people talking about this? I wish I knew this. Because back then I was struggling to find work in Vietnam. I can speak English fluently, as you can see. And I was an English teacher back then. It wasn't something that felt very fulfilling, but it was an avenue I found to work remotely and have time freedom, location freedom. So it was working. But right. When we arrived in Vietnam and they saw I have a Brazilian passport, it stopped working. They did not want to hire me because I don't look exactly like the English teacher they usually hire. Let's just put it that way. Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, no. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
My boyfriend, now my husband, he found a job like in no time because he looks very much like a US citizen.
Okay. Yeah.
And they loved him. He also had like a lot of experience teaching because he started way before I did, to be fair. I'll mention that. So that kept us afloat for a while, but I'm not the kind of person that likes to just sit around the house. I was going nuts and I needed something to do. I didn't want to go back to teaching online. That was like very draining to me. So when I saw that there was like this variety of services that people were offering online and they sounded so fulfilling and dynamic and creative, and that's very much me, I didn't even think twice. I jumped right in. I started doing like little gigs here and there, freelancing mostly. I started on Fiverr. Don't know if people know this, but it's a great place to start if you're like looking to dip your toes into freelancing and working for yourself. So yeah, that's how I got started. And I did a lot of like little graphic design projects, some podcast management on Fiverr. And then once I had like enough portfolio, that's when I decided to just start my own business, focus exclusively in podcast management, which is what I enjoy doing the most. And it's what I do to this day.
This is a great story. And, you know, I related to, I'm going to ask you in a little bit your biggest takeaway from it, but I related to sometimes we find walls. Like, you pivoted to this in part because, I'm going to say it in a way that it will not sound pretty. You were not able to get the job that you wanted to get because of the way you look. And that was the roadblock that you got. And you looked for a different avenue to do something that, I don't know, maybe it's more fulfilling to you. Because you mentioned that it was okay, but it wasn't not the job of your dreams.
Yes.
And then something stopped you from getting that job. And then by looking, not even searching for it, you found that piece of information that made you dive deeper and pivoted you to a very different thing that, I don't know, do you love that thing now?
Yes, I do.
So what was your biggest takeaway from this experience?
It was basically sometimes you find, like you just said, roadblocks or just unfortunate events. And it is hard to have that perspective when it happens. But if you keep your mind open, that might be telling you something, that might be pivoting you to where you're supposed to go. That might be a blessing in disguise. So I just learned to be more patient because I was very impatient back then. So just be more patient with life, because some things are not going to go as planned, but that might be a better outcome after a while. And after you have a chance to like look back and see, huh, I'm glad that happened. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that walls and crisis make us creative.
True.
Because.
And I think it's not just that, it pushes us out of our comfort zone too.
Right.
Because if
right.
I got a job, I might have still be teaching. I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. That's awesome. So, Rosa, who do you serve and how can these people find you?
Well, I work with women leaders, mostly mentors or consultants, and the business, no, not the business, their podcast is really part of their business. It's not a hobby. It's really part of what they do, what they teach, and how they serve. So that's who I like to serve, those women, powerful women who know what they do, know what they want. And we just really help them start their podcast, manage their podcast, grow their podcast, and promote their podcast too, because that's really the bulk of the work, right? Is getting the word out there, promoting, being on social media, releasing blog posts, whatever that is for them, we help them with that so they can really focus on what they do best and what moves the needle for their business.
Right. Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Rosa Sarmiento, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when she found a wall and it made her pivot to a career that she loves better. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.